on item number 14, Dyer's Facility Management Division. Madam Clerk?
From the Director of Operations, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report regarding the establishment of a comprehensive facilities plan work group facilities assessment team. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Hyatt, who you got next to you?
Mr. Chair, this is... I'll let him introduce himself.
Good morning. I'm Michael Parker. I'm with CBRE. I was the chair of this report that we prepared for your committee over the last 16 months.
Oh, you know you have 15 minutes, right?
We're getting used to this.
All right. Okay.
We'll go through these slides. Many of you have seen these slides before, but we'll try and go through these very quickly and answer any questions you might have about our study.
And thank you very much.
We had an interdisciplinary group that came together to prepare this report, including several parts of C.B. Richard Ellis.
One of them.
Do you want one of the?
No, they can just keep going.
Okay. Right. Architects, engineering, and development people that were part of the study. Based on the RFP, we were provide a best-in-class strategy for the county. We discovered there were specific achievable goals that we talked about, savings and an ability, even though we looked at only 25 facilities, albeit very key facilities, an ability to leverage the information that we received against all the county facilities. We focused on high priority assets. The 25 assets are listed here and in the report that you have. It's approximately 4 million square feet. It's 55% of the critical assets that you have, including the building that we're in right now. Interesting data that we were able to put together. The areas that we focused on were less than 50% of the portfolio, but it is the portfolio that's aging. If you look at the graph on the bottom, those items that are almost 100 years old are part of the study, and obviously they require a great deal of attention to make sure they're functional. What we have found, and we compared against many public organizations that we work for across the country, is that the findings that we have are very similar to other public sector studies that we have done, and this is an evolution in what has happened with real estate, and it creates multiple budgets, points of authority, contacts, staffing, and tracking systems. We're suggesting that the management of real estate, the portfolio, requires a holistic approach, looking at all the real estate and defined by the delivery of county services, and we found five key things. We think the county has too much in facilities and basically need to reduce the footprint of occupied space and utilize the space that is available better. We feel that management should be consolidated for all facilities so that it is much more effective and using third-party vendors more effectively also. We think that the space should be optimized, and that means to reduce that the output of that is to reduce the cost of occupancy and eliminate capital spending on obsolete facilities. An investment in systems, training, and tools should spill out of this because today current standards for facilities are completely different than they were even 10 years ago. Facilities management, I should say. And then we have identified significant savings and we feel the reallocation of those savings should be back into facilities to make them more effective in the long term. This is a real estate evolution roadmap. Basically, this is what happens with real estate organizations. Right now, the county organization is somewhere between the box of stabilize and centralize. To be really an effective organization, it should be moving to the right. This is a similar evolution. Right now, the facilities organization is very reactive. The second generation allows increasing focus. The third generation allows a lot more discipline. And the fourth generation is really integrating all the real estate together. So the idea is to move across the spectrum from the right, from the left to the right, and increase value while that is going on. I mentioned before, reduce some of the space needs. What we're showing here is that, the box on the left shows that there is a great deal of storage that's being done in county buildings right now. It's higher than industry average. We think it's 8% or more. That takes up space for people. We are suggesting that should be reduced to industry standards, which is somewhere between 4 and 5%. And then based on the square feet that the county has, that's a significant savings. Also, the targets for occupancy should be reduced. Right now, the county core buildings are somewhere between 200 and 300 square feet per person. The state of Florida that we show here is showing 154 to 180 square feet with customer facing. The GSA target is 157 square feet, and we're involved in doing both of those projects and reducing the needs. At the same time, we think that downsizing space can create more efficiencies. We're showing across the box on the bottom here that Milwaukee County has, for example, 192 square feet per person for a division head. The industry standard is somewhere between 150 and 120 square feet. Campbell Soup is the goal space on the right-hand side along with several public entities also. We think the administration and technology platform should be upgraded and there should be a common platform through all facilities so that information can be pulled from the system. Right now, there are numerous systems that are being used, and it's very, very difficult. One of the challenges that we faced in doing this study was how to extricate information about specific buildings, and it was extremely difficult. That can be resolved by having a common platform that's used throughout all facilities. We also believe that there is a core campus strategy that is available. We think that this area could be utilized to a great extent. There are certain historic buildings, like the county courthouse that we're in, that will not ever be abandoned, and we think they can be used very effectively. Along, interestingly enough, with the safety building, we don't think that is a building that should be torn down, and that can be used much more effectively, the space in that building, much more effectively than it is right now. That's only one strategy that we have reviewed, but it seems to address a great number of the needs that the county has and were expressed by the users. One of the things that we found very interesting was going out and talking to the users of county facilities. And the comments were very interesting, and they drove a lot of our findings in the report. And they are contained in the document of the report. How do we get there? There's implementation that has to go on. Start right now, start immediately, and your staff is already talking about this, and we're working with them to start the planning. Then moving into alternatives for tools and templates. Then talking about reorganization of the real estate area. And then finally implementing. And we think that some of this can be done very effectively by 2014. Part of this is disposing of assets. And disposing of assets is not a random process. We wanted to show that this is a disciplined process. It takes time and effort. But the county should really consider those assets to be disposed that are not highest and best use and are not supporting a mission-critical role. That's a given that we find throughout the facilities. We find that there is a potential for redevelopment with the courthouse, the safety building, and the criminal justice facility. We think the demolish and hold or redevelop the community correctional center and the medical examiner's office, that block is really substandard. If you have not been in those facilities lately, they are amazing. The mental health center, the day hospital, the Chattel Adolescent Center, all have been discussed with Health and Human Services about doing something different with the hospital. The food service building that's on the north side of Watertown Plank and the Kelly Nutrition Center on the south side, along with that senior center, we feel are substandard facilities at this point. The Technology Innovation Center, as we drove through the numbers, that facility is actually costing the county money, although there is some feeling that that's a source of revenue. It is not. And the city campus, of course. And then the sale or reuse and planning of the Marcia Cogg Center and the Juvenile Justice Facility. Interestingly enough, as all the activity is going on Watertown Plank and Highway 45 at this point, we feel there's a great deal of asset value in the property that's on that corner that the county owns. God bless you. We pulled together some summary numbers. Most of these numbers are come from your data that we tried to pull together and address real estate. But we think there is somewhere around at least $142 million that's available for real estate. We did not put specific numbers on the sale proceeds because we feel that information probably should not be public information at this time. But there is a great deal of savings aggregated over the next 20 years. We feel very strongly that that savings should be put back into facilities to make them more effective to serve the needs of the county and the services that the county is providing. But there are funds available to do that within the county itself. And how do we get started? I think Mr. High will address that, but here are some points that we think are very important, and that's get the decision-making control together, enhance the operational and technical skills, get some financial controls, treat the occupants that are in your building as customers along the way, get the cost reductions defined and mine those, and then have a very strong governance model over real estate that really controls what goes on with the county real estate.
Thank you.
Twelve minutes.
Yeah, you did well. Any comments? I know a number of people have seen this. I thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
But
surprise me.
But there's a couple of things. When you say go to a third party, what do you mean by third party?
Well,
because a number of things you have said to me was very interesting when you talked about you want us to downsize. I think most of the county board would like to downsize our assets.
Sir.
But when you say go from what we have into another third party, what is that? What is your consider a third party?
Well, right now, the county is task outsourcing, and that is using outsourcing for specific things. Building maintenance, cleaning would be one example. Security in this building has been out tasks. We think there's an opportunity to outsource some of those responsibilities in a more effective manner. That's all. Not doing away with county staff or doing away with the control that's in the county, but actually, as you go through this process, using third party more effectively. And that is across. I would make one other comment. The out-tasking has been done in very specific tight areas rather than across the county, and we think there's an opportunity to leverage outsourcing to reduce costs and be more effective.
And that's what I thought you meant, but I thought you was concerned and your task was our buildings,
mm-hmm.
what we should downsize, well, how we should reallocate the individuals within our buildings. And you touched into something that is totally different about outsourcing our resources, outsourcing our services to somewhere else. And when you kept saying our core mission, some of our core mission is not to outsize or endorse it. That perked my interest very clearly. So I really got to look over this again.
Okay.
Because I didn't get a chance to hear you the first time, the longer version, but I will work with Mr. Hyatt so I can go over this. Then you also stated when you want to rehab, make a campus-like. Now, mm-hmm. you're not saying that we should sell. Now, I want to make this very clear so I can
yes.
understand clear. You're not saying that we need to sell our courthouse, am I correct?
And you go are to correct.
All right. But you are stating certain buildings like the Medical Center, the Cox Center. Now, are you not talking about once we sell these assets that we need to start leasing for someone else? Or was this report saying that we should refurbish the buildings that we have so we could be a better racial? Because when you made a racial statement of the key term, I'm paying attention a little bit more to that. So tell me a little bit more. I know you're smiling. You know I know what you're talking about. Come on, work with me.
Okay. Well, I think there are a couple questions
mm-hmm.
involved in there. What we're talking about is utilizing the building buildings as effectively as possible that you own. If we increase the effectiveness of the buildings, the courthouse, the safety building, and in our terms, the safety building, do something with where the medical center is, the COG Center, which is mostly occupied by the state of Wisconsin now. If we use those more effectively and have the ratio of space more effective, then there are buildings that are available that become excess. That becomes very clear very quickly. And we're not talking about sale or lease. Those are financial questions that would be dealt with later on. We're not talking about, although some public sector across the country are leasing facilities, some counties, some states, and not in the ownership of real estate. But we're not suggesting that at all. We're suggesting centralizing your services in buildings that are effective for both your clients, the people of the county, and the employees within the county, and getting out of the facilities that are not affected. And if we can generate revenue from some of those, for example, all the activity out on Watertown Plank Road that's going on right now, if we can monetize some of those assets and use those in the buildings, then the net cost of the county is, we think, probably a net gain.
Yes.
Does that address your question?
To a certain extent, but you sidestep a couple of them, but that's all right. I'll get back with you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I have one more question.
Go ahead. Follow.
Let it go.
Wait, Supervisor Jurczyk and then Supervisor Bowen.
First of all, thank you. It's been a really long road, and I'm glad we're finally here to the report phase. I basically have two focuses that I want to make, and I'm going to start with what's page 19 on your PowerPoint, and that's the implementation phase. This report very nicely gets us focused. We've done the background information, if you will. It's taken some political fights to get us there, but we have this now. I think it's going to be up to us to take all this information, to take this roadmap, if you will, and get that implementation phase done. So that I think is where we need to focus right now. You've got a specific timeline here. You see us starting with phase one, which is the planning phase, and getting that done by spring of 2013. So that's, we're in spring right now. So, you know, we really need to get going on this. I personally want to see some initial steps being taken in the budget, to be real specific. Phase two, start in summer of 2013. Phase two being to really get the tools and the templates spelled out to start getting that direction. And then phase three to start in the fall of 2013. I mean, this is really pretty ambitious with regard to getting the organization on real estate organization to do it. And then phase four, starting in 2014. In other words, by 2014, we're going to have, as a county, decided how this is going to proceed. And I'd like to hear from Ms. Esch and Mr. High if this is doable, if this implementation timeline is doable, and what does the administration see? And I'm just going to state on record, I was very, very pleased to hear the county exec in his state of the county message make this one of his two main priorities this year, the other one, of course, being mental health. But this is something that the county exec has now signed on to, and I'm pleased that he's gotten on the same page with the board on that. And I want to hear from the administration whether this implementation phase, as it's laid out, is doable.
The implementation phase, as CBRE has it listed here, we took that as a guide. As a guide more of the next steps, not the timeline itself. We know that it's not doable this way. That's our reality. However, it lays out a path for us. And that's what our next step is going to be, which is, if you want to talk about that and establishing a work group, that's the next phase.
Okay. And quite frankly, I agree with that. I always appreciate Ms. Esch. I think she's an honest, straightforward messenger, and I like that. I personally think phase one and two are doable in 2013, and that's where I'd like to kind of focus on that we really start sitting down and doing the planning and trying to figure out how we're going to do the planning to get there. So this is ambitious. But the other real specific question that I have for Mr. Parker is you talk about the safety building, and that's always been a real, real question mark in my mind. As we know, the safety building is full of old jail cells in the core of that building. And I have asked so many people the question about why that space is not being used almost at all. I mean, we throw some old banker box cases in there when the DA has a big trial going on, and he uses it for some really expensive storage space. You talk about storage space. But everyone tells me how expensive it's going to be, because when that safety building was built, my understanding is they built the jails first, and then they built the building around it. And those old iron bars, I guess, I'm told have to be removed one by one because they're in there so solidly. Have you considered that? And what, you know, where do you think we're going with that?
Well, there's no question. You're absolutely right, Supervisor Jerzyk. That's a very structurally sound building, shall we put it. It was built as a jail initially, and not only that, but the floors do not match in certain locations. I mean, there's unique challenges with that building. All that being said, it would cost a tremendous amount of money that would not be recovered to tear the building down and use the space. We think reuse of facilities, even though there is cost in that, is a more effective way to use the county facilities than it would be to tear something down. And that's really where we are. We didn't go in. Our charge was not to go in and architecturally redesign something. And maybe that needs to be done over phases, over time. And as you find a department that might be willing to come down, a floor or two is taken on and you rework and do the challenge of taking the iron bars out or whatever the architectural challenge is with that. But there's no question the reuse of that facility is expensive, but we think, and the architects think, and the engineers think, it can be accomplished, and it's less expensive than just destroying the building or leaving it sit there underutilized or misutilized.
Yeah, and I appreciate that direction because, you know, everyone's been running, which way do we go on this? Which way do we go on this? I think it's a perfect analogy for government looking at this whole real estate downsizing, if you will, because the analogy is the old jail, we're locked in. You know, we've got some maybe bad buildings to deal with, but that's the reality of it, so we're locked in. And I think we need to work with what we've got. But I appreciate that, and Ms. Esch, I'm really looking forward to this implementation time frame.
I have just one other comment about that building and utilizing it. One of the things that we found was there's a lot of time that is used by county staff, all the way from the courts down through the building operating staff, running between buildings. And we think that's one of the strategies that really drove us to the core campus idea, mm-hmm. that everything is centralized, or as much as possible is centralized. Obviously, some of the services have to be out in the community, and that's important, very important to serve the needs of the community. On the other hand, it seems, and it was commented several times about the court staff, going out to the Children's Court Center on the west side, getting jurists to go to the courts on the west side, and having all of that time with people that are in jails on the west side, whereas if that could all be centralized, they would be much more effective. So there's another component to just then the architecture and construction.
I'll leave that there.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Bowen.
I just wanted to preface something. I should have probably prefaced this from the beginning with these questions that Supervisor Jurcik was asking, the questions. And I just want everybody to understand that the report that CBRE had provided you was their report. I don't know that I'm sold on just rehabbing the safety building. I mean, but we provided them the data. They did the surveys. They often asked us, what do you think? What do you think as county staff? And we said, this is your report. And we want your expertise, your outside expertise. So just understand that as you read through it and follow up.
But we need to make a decision somewhere. We're meeting to plan, and that goes on forever.
Right. But now we've got, there is the outside third-party experts, their opinion, and we can move forward.
Okay, now can we move on, Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you. I just wanted to confirm, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to confirm it looks like phase two is when the decision on buildings being sold or like real estate plans go into effect. It looks like that time frame is summer to fall, or should I say phase three in the fall of 2013?
Well, although we put blocks there, they overlap and they are not specific discrete time units. It is a linear process that goes on. One of the things that we suggested that the staff start looking at is those people that can be relocated and early on in the process. And what is the advantage of that, and what are the costs related to that? So do we get to a point where there is real estate to be sold? I'm not sure. So sure that that's in 2013. It might spill over into 14. It may be. There may be some very obvious things that spill out of this very early on in the study.
Gotcha. And I just asked that. So also in the process, if we are consolidating or renovating different spaces, that we also, do things in a process so that we can move people around if we have extra space in other buildings while renovation is happening in other spaces. So that was my only question. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? Supervisor Jurcik, will this?
I don't think we've ever done anything to receive in place on file. So I would like to the entire C.B. Richard Ellis report to receive
the
list
of
that.
I was going to say I believe at the committee of the whole that was.
I was sick that day, so if you did that, I'd like.
Right.
You refer to transportation.
Right. No, I would just like.
It was referred to transportation, so it is appropriate.
Yeah, I think it was.
It was both.
Oh, it was both. Okay.
I would just like, if you could go to page 22, you could explain your chart there, because I guess one of my concerns is the issues that are always put out there with these 20-year timelines and this $140 million and all this kind of stuff. I think if anybody can tell me what they're doing in the real estate market 5 years from now, I'd be impressed, let alone what's going to happen in 20 years. So if you could just go through this chart and explain staffing and these capital and operating pieces.
Well, the staffing pieces are the mental health numbers are strictly from the Health and Human Services Department. That's the study that they did on a new hospital, and that's the savings that is part of that. The real estate proceeds from that land where the current mental health facilities are now is part of the $27.5 million. Children's Justice Center, that's basically security. We attach numbers to the security, and if that it does not require security, and that detention is utilized here in either some facilities down here, there is some savings with that. The capital expenditures are basically your capital expenditure, the staff schedule of capital expenditures over the next 20 years, and that's from the budgeting process that goes on every year and is a rollover.
Because we have our limits on capital that we spend every year, and I'm just very suspect on this and what people claim they're going to save in operating expense. And have we taken into, as you consolidate things, the transition cost of, moving 50 to 100 people from one building to another isn't cheap?
No, we have not. What we're saying basically with this chart is we see $142 million, and we think it's a lot more than that. We have been conservative here, and don't forget we've only focused on 25 buildings. We think you actually have almost 1,000 buildings in your entire portfolio that can be addressed across all the spectrum of parks and airport and other facilities that we have not addressed. But the $142 million is savings that would be applied to relocating, renovating, building new facilities if it's necessary.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll have to look at this some more. Just I guess one last question I guess would be for Ms. Ash, and that is since this deals with facilities, who is our facilities director?
Mr. Don Tyler is going to be. Greg High and Gary Wozniak will be reporting to him directly for now.
And was Mr. Burton, did he choose to leave or was he terminated?
I wasn't here actually when it happened, so I can't say for sure. You need to talk to Mr. Tyler.
Well, we have the execs rep. We have Mr. Tyler here. Could he get that question answered?
That's not Mr. Taylor.
No, I know. He was here. Did he just go on off? No, he was sitting right next to Mr. Skaryevich.
Okay. The execs office should be able.
But, well, can you answer the question?
The county executive stated that he doesn't discuss personal issues and for
We're talking about facilities. I asked a simple question: who's going to be running? Who's going to be piloting this effort? And if we're not going to get any communication on that, I don't know how we can, like I said, take these numbers as realistic and that they'll actually be implemented. Well, then, I believe that ends our question.
What's next?
Mr. High, you want to answer that question?
Sure, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. The next step, first of all, I guess, this is something that I think has been needed for quite a while. I don't think there's any argument amongst staff or perhaps in the policymakers' areas that this is something that the county needs to do. It's also something that has been done successfully and effectively in other governmental entities around the nation. It's not something that's easy. It's certainly, I'm thinking this is going to be quite a difficult project to work through. It's not going to happen in a year or 2 years, I don't believe. What I see happening here would be this formation of a comprehensive facilities plan work group that would include members from the Office of the Comptroller, County Board staff, Facilities Management, and DAS Fiscal. And we would be tasked with developing short-term, mid-term, and long-term project implementation. The key here is that the work group would then present its recommendations to the comptroller, the county executive, and the county board for approval. So whatever happens here is going to be reviewed and go through the appropriate approvals before we move ahead. Mr. Chair, I too am suspect of the numbers that are in here. I can tell you that county staff, when we looked at these, we questioned CBRE on those figures. Certainly, anything that we move forward with is going to have to be vetted and looked at. A lot of detail has gone into this, but there's certainly a lot more detail that would need to be looked at to make these numbers real. And as you say, as time marches on, things change. Including fiscal situations. So, but I think time is of the essence here. We really need to get moving on this. And I think by organizing a work group, and then the first thing would be to look at scheduling. I know CBRE has volunteered to meet with this work group for a day perhaps or maybe less time, but to work through or go through the informational process of how have other governmental entities done this, what are the steps that we need to take, what kinds of things can we look at, including costs, because I believe that while I have a lot of faith in county staff, I don't have the expertise on staff to look at a lot of these kinds of issues, and I think we're going to have to be looking at resources to bring in experts to help us with cost-benefit analysis, life cycle costing, all those kinds of things that you're going to need to make decisions. So that next step would be to get that work group going right away.
Thank you, Mr. Hyde.
Could we get a date? I mean, I think we have to keep moving here. I mean, I understand that. There's a next implementation, the work group. Let's at least get a date, and that date should outline the plan. I mean, you should let this go. Otherwise, it's just another report.
I wholeheartedly agree with you on that, and I'm sure Mr. High and the administration will be glad to get back to us with an appropriate kickoff date if that's what you're looking for.
Perhaps at least within the next 2 months we could have a status review with this committee if we haven't gotten something more solid.
We will. The chair will gladly revisit the item. Supervisor Lipscomb, did you have anything to add?
Just briefly, so in terms of the work group's charge, you would expect them, are they really vetting all aspects, all the assumptions in this? Or I mean, I sort of heard certain things that people have expressed their skepticism about, particularly safety building, perhaps. But I mean, I'm questioning even assumptions about city campus. You know, I said it during our committee as a whole, you know, even if we were in agreement that the building is not suitable for our long term needs, there's a significant amount of land there, and whether or not that plays into our strategy at all, some redevelopment there where we would have a role, and not simply that we're just going to board it up and turn this over to the market and abandon the neighborhood like all the hospitals did. And I just want to know whether all assumptions are going to be on the table with the work group, or whether we are working with the premise that this is the plan and it's going to be tweaked.
From my perspective, this is a guideline. It lays out strategies that we can employ. As I said, it's been done successfully in other governmental agencies, but I don't know that. I think we're going to have to review all the assumptions and look at long-term impacts. But there are certain things that we can implement more quickly than others, particularly the things that are called out here on page 19 when they were looking at
the revising organizational space standards and plans. I mean, there are some things we can do to forecast how we could consolidate and fix costs to those, and then do that. And that sets up a whole different or a whole number of other tasks that would have to be performed to be carried out. So I see this work group as going through this, developing a rather extensive schedule with a lot of tasks, and then looking out in the future and seeing how that might happen.
Okay.
Thank you. That will complete item 14. Now we can, Madam Clerk, can you read?